You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. I hope you had a good day. I hope you're having a good night. And if you're not, it's okay. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. Consider yourselves lucky. This is when the show gets started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and much love and many thanks to people listening all over North America. And not just people. People is too general of a term. You. Yeah, you. In the car, at home, at work, standing up, on your ass in the car, or on your ass in a chair. Or a couch. Or whatever you're doing. Thank you. Yeah, you. For listening. Okay? Over these next 4 hours, we have a lot to cover. Obviously, the big news came down the pipe today that Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for 11 games. And so we'll start off the show, obviously, with that big news. And in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Jonathan Peterlin of 92.3 The Fan, calling up from Cleveland. I want to get his thoughts. I want to get his opinions. I want to really understand how people are feeling in Ohio, how people feel in Cleveland. And I'm going to give you my thoughts and opinions momentarily. Baker Mayfield looks to have solidified his standing as the starting quarterback with the Carolina Panthers, beating out Sam Darnold. It doesn't sound like a difficult job that he had to do, but we'll talk about that next hour. Earlier this week, we let you know that Aaron Rodgers was not shy in calling out his young wide receivers, letting them know that they need to step up. Was this a smart move by Aaron Rodgers? Was he motivating his young guys, or was Aaron Rodgers just being a jerk? Or was he just being honest? We'll get into it. Because if I have to think about Aaron Rodgers in leadership, especially over the past few years, he seems to be someone kind of floating on an island. And so we'll get into Aaron Rodgers' leadership. The Big Ten continues to be a big deal when it comes down to money. The Big Ten is no longer just 10. The Big Ten is just like, hey, we got football teams all over the United States of America. We'll talk about that. The NBA released its schedule. We didn't get a chance to get into that last night. And so we have a lot to do over these next 4 hours. If you follow me on social media, that is at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you will already know everything that we will discuss tonight. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, how was your day, man? You smooth?
I'm always smooth, JR. I appreciate you asking, man. How about you?
I'm very well. Shout outs to my main man, Mike Dettelier, yeah. WWL down in New Orleans. That's my guy. Can't wait to get down back to New Orleans. Start living my life. Well, anyway, speaking of living life, yeah, it's probably not the best thing. It's probably not the best Deshaun Watson transition here. He's probably lived too damn good of a life. I mean, we have waited for the better part of a year and a half to try and understand what is going to happen with Deshaun Watson. These accusations started to pile up. He missed all of last season. He was traded to the Cleveland Browns. He gets a $230 million guarantee. We have no idea what his punishment will look like, and it's just a wild situation. He starts to settle. He has settled, but with all one of his accusers. He's been cleared of all criminal wrongdoing. And now he's a Brown. The NFL initially wanted to suspend him for an entire season. The new disciplinary officer says no, we'll suspend him for 6 games. The NFL decides to appeal. And so for today, we finally get that middle ground without having to be heard by the former New Jersey State Attorney General, the Players Association on behalf of Deshaun Watson, and the NFL. They've come to a conclusion without taking it a step further. And Deshaun Watson's ultimate punishment, he will miss 11 games this season. He will not be paid for the games that he will miss. And then he will have to pay a record $5 million fine. $5 million will be going to a charity. The NFL will also kick in some money to go to a charity to, you know, raise awareness for victims of sexual assault. And also, Deshaun Watson, his suspension, let me put it this way, and it's kind of walking on eggshells to say such a thing, it will be at minimum 11 games. Because not only will he miss the 11 games, not only will he not be paid for those games, not only will he have to pay a $5 million fine, which is a whole lot of nothing for a man guaranteed $230 million, he will also have to undergo counseling. He's going to have to undergo an evaluation by a behavioral expert. He's going to have to sit down with someone who will evaluate his behavior, how he ticks, how he thinks. And we'll just have to kind of go from there. And if he doesn't do that, they can add on to the games that he's missed. But all things considered, we can expect for Deshaun to miss 11 games. Now, you might recall a few things. Deshaun Watson really has not spoke over the past, year and a half. His lawyer's done all the talking. The lawyer put out statements. He gets traded to the Browns. He has a press conference. The Haslams put out a statement. They talk. He talks. Last week, he finally apologized in a more direct way. I mean, how about this? ClevelandBrowns.com. This was from, August 12th, about a week ago. Shout outs to Bobby Schmurder. Deshaun Watson said, I'm sorry for the first time. Listen to this.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. But I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
Wow. So with the word of a suspension today, finding out that he will only miss 11 games, and by the way, how ironic is this? Deshaun Watson, if his suspension sticks to 11 games, he will be eligible in week 13 versus guess who? The Houston Texans. You can't make this stuff up now, can you? And so Deshaun Watson, he spoke as well today. And he pretty much was asked, why did it take you until last week to actually publicly say sorry?
I apologized beforehand. I think the second time I spoke to you guys, I actually apologized. But I think for some people, it didn't maybe register as I was apologizing. But, you know, I just wanted to clarify, you know, I was apologizing to all women and people that was affected about this situation, because it's definitely a tough situation.
Okay. Now, Deshaun Watson has gone through quite a few things here. He has settled with all but one of his accusers. He initially said that he would not settle. He said that he hasn't done anything. He's pretty much said that I'm innocent. He said in time, you know, I'll be able to talk more about what has taken place and why I've been put in this situation. And so, Deshaun Watson also explained, well, why the hell did you apologize if you feel that you did not do anything wrong.
For everyone that was affected about this situation, there was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that accused you of this?
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself, everything. So I'm apologizing to everyone that was affected about this whole situation.
What? Hey, Shep, correct me if that was a man that asked the question, right?
Yes, sir.
He's just apologizing to everybody, right?
Yes.
Well, let's play that one more time. What the hell are you apologizing for if you don't feel you did anything wrong? Listen.
For everyone that was affected about this situation, there was a lot of people that was triggered.
But not the women that
accused
you of this?
Not the women.
I've apologized to all women. So anybody that was affected, even yourself,
Okay, fine.
I'm apologizing.
Anyone who was affected, even yourself. He's just hitting everybody with broad strokes. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, just everybody affected. Forget the women, everybody. I'm not going to apologize to the women because that might actually, that may insinuate that I did something wrong. The Haslams are the ones who traded for this man of the Browns, the owners of the Browns. They're the ones who decided to give him $230 million guaranteed. They're also the ones that feel that he will be changing, that he is high character, that he will move past this and find success in Cleveland. Otherwise, they didn't have to sell us lip service. They wouldn't have traded for the guy. And so, it's no shock or surprise that throughout this process, Jimmy Haslam, he's been emphatic that Deshaun, like anybody else, deserves a second chance.
In this country, and hopefully in the world, people deserve second chances, okay? I really think that, and I struggle a little bit. Is he never supposed to play again? Is he never supposed to be part of society? Does he get no chance to rehabilitate himself? And that's what we're going to do, okay? And you can say, well, that's because he's a star quarterback. Well, of course, but if he was Joe Smith, he wouldn't be on the headlines every day. So we think people deserve a second chance. We gave Kareem Hunt a second chance, okay? And that's worked out pretty well, okay? We're hoping this will work out, and we have strong belief it will. That doesn't mean we don't have empathy for people affected, and we will continue to do so. But we strongly believe people deserve a second chance. We believe Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance.
I believe in second chances. I don't think there's anything wrong with a second chance. He mentioned Kareem Hunt, by the way, running back for the Cleveland Browns, who is looking for a new contract. And what is that that second chance? Well, Kareem Hunt was on video just basically kicking the living hell out of a woman. You might remember that from, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. He's getting a second chance, and he's playing football, and most people don't even remember. But Kareem Hunt, on the scale of popularity, is not Deshaun Watson. And, of course, as he mentioned, the star quarterback is going to garner more attention. Sure. And using Joe Smith as a pseudonym or an example is incorrect. Joe Smith was a pretty damn good basketball player. He means Joe Schmo. But he's a billionaire. What does he know about colloquialisms? The fact is, Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance. I think so. But the process of which it took place and the eagerness of the Browns to trade for this man and the eagerness for them to bestow upon him the highest guaranteed contract that any football players have ever received amongst all of his transgressions and accusations is terrible. And sends a message that we don't give a you know what. And that's something that he has to answer for. And obviously, that's something that Jimmy Haslam does not care about. When it comes down to Deshaun's answers today in the press conference and Deshaun saying, I didn't do anything and I'm apologizing to everybody that was offended or bothered. Well, Jimmy Haslam's wife basically said, well, when he gets through counseling, maybe he'll learn some more things about himself. She didn't necessarily agree with his words. There are going to be people who don't care. There are going to be individuals who think that he was not punished enough. There will be people who think that he has served, quote unquote, enough time. There are going to be people who think that Deshaun Watson should start in week one. I'm not one of them. I'm fine with him missing 11 games. I'm okay with it. I am. What I would actually like to see is the NFL not just leave these cases in the hands of a disciplinary officer. I would like for the NFL to actually spell out what the punishment would be for particular transgressions. Instead of us having to play the guessing game as to whether or not someone went out there and violated the personal conduct policy, or whether or not there was videotape evidence, and whether or not one woman is good enough, or five, or 24, or almost 30, things need to be spelled out. I think the NFL has not had enough examples, had enough instances, had enough tests, cases and case studies to say, hey, you do this, if it falls into this category, you get suspended. That's what we need. We don't need to go through matters of opinion. It needs to be spelled out, just like it's spelled out for someone like Calvin Ridley, who's been suspended the entire year because he decided to bet on some football games in his phone. What a dumbass decision that was. That's what needs to happen. Would I be mad if he missed the entire year? Would I blink? Nope. He missed all of last year and still got paid. He's missing 11 games this season. He's going to pay a paltry $5 million. His decision-making is terrible. The Browns' decision-making just screams, we don't give a blank. In the NFL, hey, they're going to say we advocated for an entire year, and now we came to an agreement, and that's what it's going to be. And if anyone now has a voice, it's the people who spend their money. It's the fans. I'm fine with the suspension of 11 games. I can't stand what the Browns did in bringing him in. I can't stand what the NFL has done over the past several years when it comes down to how they hand out punishments. And it's up to each of us individually to say, am I going to support this, him, the Browns, or the league? It's an individual choice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to go ahead and take your phone calls. But before we do that, we're going to go right to Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to have a conversation with Jonathan Peterlin of 92.3, The Fan. I want to know how people in Cleveland feel about this Deshaun Watson situation. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Something that had to take almost a year and a half has finally found its conclusion. We have finality when it comes down to this Deshaun Watson situation, at least as it relates to his punishment. It's been negotiated and settled between the NFL Players Association on behalf of Deshaun Watson and the NFL that he will miss 11 games. He will not be paid for these games missed. He will have to pay a $5 million fine, and then he will also have to undergo an evaluation by behavioral experts. And if he doesn't do this, then they may up his suspension. I don't think that this will be the case. Now, Deshaun spoke. He apologized again. Sounded like a forced apology, a kind of blanket apology to everyone who he may have offended. Certainly not the accusers. And then in an interesting twist, when he is eligible to play again, should his suspension stand at 11 games, he'll be eligible to come back against the Texans in week 13. And so this has been an interesting issue, to say the least. This has been a lightning rod issue across the NFL and pretty much just any place that has news. And so to get a more direct thought and opinion as to what this means for the Browns and how the city feels about this and what the vibe is, we're going to have a conversation right now with someone who is a host and an anchor for 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Browns. It's Jonathan Peterlin. Jonathan, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
JR, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
No, anytime. No problem.
So I guess the overall question is, if you had to take the temperature in Cleveland, Ohio right now, what's the overall reaction? How is it leaning when people heard this news?
You know what's like weird about that is that it was more just relief, not at the number of games, just relief that we're done talking about it. And you know, JR, we're not done talking about it, but it felt like relief that for the time being we at least had an answer to this puzzle that has been I know you guys talk a lot about it nationally, but this is my 24/7, 365. So I think first off, it was like a sigh of relief, like, all right, we can finally put all of this behind us, and now we can start to plan out, and we can talk real football, and we can figure out what's going on with this team. We can talk about X's and O's. We can talk about Jacoby Brissett versus Jimmy Garoppolo. We can talk about all these other factors that we've been thinking about for a very, very long time. That's a relief, number one. And then number two, the other reaction that I thought was a little more peculiar was for the first time, I felt like people were really upset with how Deshaun handled the reaction today and how Deshaun handled his own press conference.
Wow.
Even myself, you know, someone that I have been very in favor of this move, JR. I thought it was the right move. I think you upgrade a quarterback. I think they made the right decision. But even I was left scratching my head at points today. Is Deshaun, it didn't deliver. He was back and forth in his message. He was at times seemed very angry even early on, and it didn't hit with a lot of people.
Wow. Well, we certainly see that. He apologized, and he's like, not to the accusers, but just to anyone who might be offended. I'm sure that the locker room feels a sense of relief as well, as they'll be able to, at least for the time being, focus in on football. What does this mean on the football side for the Browns? You already mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't know if the Browns want to trade for him. And then you have Jacoby Brissett, who's the prototypical, I'm here when someone gets hurt, or maybe in this case is suspended. What are the Browns going to do? Because they do have a solid roster.
Yeah, I mean, 2-53, you can make an argument. They're right up there with the Bucks. They're right up there with the Bills. It's a very good roster. It's just figuring out who number one is, and number one is the most important part of this team, right? I've been in favor of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think the Browns should make a move for it. Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, both stamped down a vote of confidence for Jacoby Brissett today. But again, I'm not taking them at face value when it comes to anything because they're diplomats in this scenario. Both of them are very, very good at handling the media and not saying a thing at all. And both of them throughout this entire stretch, they say one thing, they do another thing. We had leaked reports that have gone in various directions, whether you want to listen to Mary Kay Cabot, who, of course, I trust and is very, very good at her job, whether you want to listen to Mina Kimes, whether you want to listen to on and on the list goes. There's been multiple reports over the previous week and a half about the Browns' interest in Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it makes the most sense. I think in 11 games, you definitely have to look into it if you're the Browns. At what cost is obviously a different scenario, but the money won't come into play for the Browns. At least it shouldn't come into play for the Browns. Is Jimmy G worth a fourth, fifth, sixth round pick? In my estimation, yeah, because Jacoby Brissett, I don't think he wins you nearly as many games as Jimmy Garoppolo would.
No, absolutely. And that depends on if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go out there and be healthy enough to play every game. Jonathan Peterlin is joining us from 92.3 The Fan out in Cleveland. Is there a possibility in your thought process that Jimmy Garoppolo would not have to be traded for, that he would be able to ultimately be released from the 49ers and then maybe even signed by the Browns?
Yeah, I think at that point, you know, if we're just judging what people in San Francisco are saying, you know, they would wait until the very end of the preseason. I think if you're the Browns, I think you got to start making those phone calls, and you got to at least gauge San Francisco. Yeah, everyone knows they're not really going to hang on to Jimmy G during the season. That's so awkward, JR. He's on the sidelines throwing passes, and he doesn't talk to anyone inside the building. He just shows up to the building and is just that awkward thing in the corner. Like, everyone knows they want a piece and go different ways. If you're the Browns, dangle a fifth-round pick in their face. Say, here it is. Here's a fifth-round pick. Here's a sixth-round pick. Give us Jimmy G. We'll take on the money, and then let's go and let's do this. I don't think you wait. And I do think the difference between doing it now and the couple weeks it would wait until the 49ers would seemingly release Jimmy G, I do think that does matter. I think that matters for starting him in week one. I think that matters for the Browns getting this thing going, because you got a very easy early portion of the schedule, JR. First four games of the season. A lot of wins could be had for the Browns there. Carolina, Jets. It gets a little tougher in week three in a Thursday night game against the Steelers. Falcons after that. Those are at least three out of four games you should win. And depending who the Steelers have starting, should be four. So like, you'd want Jimmy G in there to stamp that down without question as soon as possible.
Well, Joel Bitonio, one of your offensive linemen in Cleveland for the Browns, he's pretty much taken the approach of, hey, this is Cleveland versus the world. This is Cleveland versus everybody else. Despite this being a terrible situation that Deshaun Watson has had to experience, that the accusers have had to experience, that his teammates and owners and everyone have had to discuss and talk about, is this really a situation that can be a rallying cry and us against everyone else?
I don't know that the rallying cry stays when he's not in the building anymore. Right? Like JR, when we're done with preseason, do you really think then, as he just goes off to the side and then he gets away from the team, you really think Joel Bitonio is going to be, and trust me, that was already a t-shirt that we have in this city, the Cleveland against the world. It's just a mantra that happens in the city, just one of those things. So Joel Bitonio isn't discovering new land here. He just took a t-shirt mantra and ran with it. But like, you really think Joe Bitonio will be sitting in his locker week two as Jimmy Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett get set to go ahead and play the Jets, and they'll be like, oh, it is us against everybody. Like, no, of course not. Did they feel some of that in that Jacksonville preseason game? Maybe a little bit when the fans were starting to chant down all sorts of obscenities at Deshaun Watson. Maybe then. But until Deshaun's on the field, I feel like that rallying cry, for me at least, JR, it falls very, very short.
Jonathan Peterlin is here with us, 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland. It's tough to figure out what this team can look like throughout the course of the season until we know who is going to be the quarterback. What ultimately is the best-case scenario for the team this year? And if they should not make the playoffs or kind of falter, would that kind of be taken as a mulligan-type year?
I don't think people are looking at it like a mulligan. I think this team it's a win-now roster, even though the quarterback situation is a little shakier. Now, listen, this front office, I know what you're getting at, JR. You're trying to figure out where we stand with Kevin Stefanski. This front office loves Kevin Stefanski. They really think very highly of him. I don't know that he is football savant. I'm not going to say that he walks on water quite yet. I don't know that he is necessarily the greatest play caller, but he is so good when it comes to just being a leader and when it comes to getting everyone to buy in and when it comes to seeming like you have an adult in charge. And that matters. Coming from Hugh Jackson, coming from Freddie Kitchens, where we didn't have what seemed like an adult in charge, it matters that the Browns have that front and center. But you got to win. Ultimately, you got to win. And as I mentioned before, when you got one of the best 2-53 in the NFL, a lot of your excuses go out the window. Whether it's Jacoby Brissett, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Deshaun Watson, whatever combination of quarterback play you have, Kevin Stefanski's got to find some of that magic he had 2 years ago. If not, yeah, people are going to start to question whether or not he should be the man in charge.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a question at all about Coach Stefanski. I think he's in good standing. He can only do and coach who's out there on the field, or he can only do so much. So that wasn't so much a question about him. A final question for you here, Jonathan. When you take a look at this season and you think about Deshaun, and he's going to loom, even in his absence, he's going to loom over this franchise and organization. And that's just the case when you go out and pay $230 million guaranteed for the man. How is he going to be received when he comes back? Is that first touchdown going to wipe the slate clean? Will everybody move on? Or is this just everyone outside of Cleveland kind of taking an outsider's position?
Oh, man, that's the million-dollar question, JR. I don't know what it'll be, if I'm just being honest about it. I really don't know. I really think, you know, there's a lot of people that says, like, oh, I'm not a Browns fan anymore because of Deshaun Watson. Okay, fine. They won't be at the game. You know what I mean? They won't be there then. I'll say this. I think there are more defenders that call into my radio station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. There are more defenders of Deshaun Watson as far as we needed to upgrade over Baker Mayfield. And there are people that are just sick to their stomachs and are throwing up at the thought of him throwing touchdowns on the field. So I do think, especially when he starts to get booed in other places, especially after that Texans game and the reception he has there, listen, I don't think he's going to get a standing applause, a standing ovation, but I do think there'll be more scattered applause than there's scattered boos, at least for the home faithful. It's going to be really interesting, though, to figure out which direction everyone does go. But if he starts winning games, you know, JR, you know how this works. You start winning games, all that gets wiped away awfully quick. And I can say one thing about this. You know, Kareem Hunt, when he first joined the team, it was disgusting to see a Kareem Hunt jersey out and about. You'd be like, what kind of statement is that person making? What is this guy doing? Now, if I see someone wear a Kareem Hunt jersey, I'm like, he just is a fan of Kareem Hunt. He likes how he plays, likes what he represents on the field, and that's all there is to it. Kareem Hunt is actually one of the more beloved Browns players on this roster. He's been able to turn it around. When you win, people change their minds. And I feel like if Deshaun wins, especially in this city, people will change their minds.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's what people look for at the end of the day. Jonathan, where can people follow and keep up with you and all your great work?
At J. Peterlin, J-P-E-T-E-R-L-I-N.
All right, Jonathan, thank you so much. We'll be in touch with you soon, okay?
All right, thank you, JR. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. So much love to Jonathan Peterlin joining us from 92.3 The Fan out in Cleveland, giving us a up-close-and-personal perspective on just how the city is receiving this news that Deshaun Watson will be gone. 11 games, no pay, a record $5 million fine, and then he also has to attend counseling sessions. He needs to check in with behavioral experts. Now I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Based on what you just heard and what you just learned regarding Deshaun Watson, did he get off easy? Does he deserve more games? And just what are your thoughts overall? I am never, ever, ever going to be able to get with how the Browns went about this. Sure, you needed a quarterback upgrade. But like most businesses, they did what they needed to do. They said, screw the ethics. Let's just go get the guy who can help us get the money, help us get a championship. I'm fine with the suspension. But the Browns, ugh, the Haslams, ugh. It's not a good look in a court of public opinion. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Thank you so much to Jonathan Peterlin coming through to join us, 92.3 The Fan out in Cleveland, Ohio. I wanted to get a first-person perspective, or at least something a little bit closer, when it comes down to Deshaun Watson and the suspension that he received. Ultimately, there didn't have to be an additional third party to review his six-game suspension. The NFL wanted the entire season. Well, the NFL decided to settle with Deshaun Watson and the Players Association. His final suspension, 11 games this season, no pay, $5 million a fine, which will go to charity, and then he will have to undergo counseling. And if he does not do this, then his suspension can be upped from 11 games, although I don't think that this will be the case. And so the saga that started early last year has finally come to a close. He missed all of last season, of which he was paid. He was traded in the offseason by the Texans to the Browns. He received the largest guaranteed contract amongst all of the distractions and accusations, $230 million. And the Haslams, who own the Browns, they've had no issue. They've had no problem in having him on, and they say that he deserves a second chance, of which I agree with. And there's the funny part. How do you balance out ethics in business? For a lot of people, it doesn't exist. In the NFL, you throw ethics out the window. It's all about winning. If you had a choice between Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, let's be real here. Who's going to help you win? Who's going to give you the better chance to win? And so the Browns said, screw the backlash. Screw the accusations. And sure, yes, there will be people who will argue up and down that he was not charged criminally. Listen, there are a lot of people who are not charged criminally that were still guilty of being a jackass. Deshaun Watson falls in that category. He was also, I don't want to say noncommittal in accepting blame, but I mean, damn, he was just like, I'm apologizing to everybody offended. The accusers? No, everybody. And not the greatest of looks. Even the Haslams are like, hey, when he goes through counseling, maybe he'll be better on the other side. Jimmy and Dee Haslam, the owners of the Browns, they talked about why they think Deshaun Watson is remorseful. Take a listen to this.
Because we're around him every day, and he said he's remorseful.
He didn't say that until just the day of that Jacksonville.
You know, I think I said it pretty well, is that this counseling is a process, and it's going to take some time for him, the layers and the layers upon getting there. We feel like he's making progress, and with us, we have seen that.
Oh, well, damn it, that's fine. I don't know if being around him every day is a great example. Are you with him in a professional setting? Are you following him home? I don't think the Houston Texans, and sure, they were giving out NDAs or giving him NDAs to hand out to some of these women. Come on now. Were y'all with him before then? Are y'all in his Instagram page? And sure, I believe he's going to be on better behavior, but I mean, damn. Because you're with him every day? Ain't good enough. I'm fine with the suspension. I'm fine with 11 games. Would I be upset if he were to get suspended for the whole season? I'd be like, okay, fine. I think the NFL needs to lay better groundwork as to you do this, you're suspended for this amount of time. There shouldn't be so much guesswork. You know, there'll be people who compare this to Calvin Ridley. And yes, it's not fair, it's not the same, because that's spelled out specifically. If you screw up the integrity of the game, you gots to go. And so Calvin Ridley will be missing this year. When it comes to other matters, hey, it's up for interpretation. What do you think about the suspension? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Ben is calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
Very well.
Good. I respect you a ton, but, you know, there's a social media thing out there that says, how do you tell me that I'm an idiot without you actually telling me I'm an idiot? And what the NFL did with the Deshaun Watson thing is extending the suspension until he faces the Texans. They don't care about anything that is going on. I mean, Deshaun Watson, I mean, there's no way that there's 25 plus women that have had issues with Deshaun Watson, that it's all one big conspiracy. I mean, you know, give me a break. Kelvin Ridley gambled on games. He was injured. He got a full year. So sexually assaulting 25 plus women is better than gambling while you're injured.
Yeah, and that is that's where things get tricky, because one directly affects the NFL and their bottom line. The other one doesn't. Figure out which one it is. We know it's a double standard. It sucks. Fred is calling from Indianapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You got a great show, and you're one of the best in the business already, man. So congratulations. I just wanted to say a little bit similar to what your previous caller just said. Look, Watson's a deviant. You know, what he's admitted to, most people would not consider normal. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about an athlete like Watson with all that money he's making, it'll take me like less than a day to find 20 to 30 women that be willing to pronounce him as someone who's committed those kinds of crimes, right? With a seven-figure payout that could result. I mean, there are people that would be willing to do it. It's just that simple. And look, those women, any women that would do that, it's an affront to those who act are victims of abuse, women who have had to go through these kind of horrendous situations. But that said, out of all these women in America, you can't tell me you can't find 20, 30 women that could accuse a guy of these kinds of crimes?
Oh, well, Fred thinks that some of these women are lying. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to address Fred on the other side as well. Here on CBS Sports Radio.